today's shir in Siman Kuf Lamed Beis. We were in the middle of Sif Beis. We're on page Yudalad. We'll read Sif Beis from the beginning, and then we'll pick up in the Mishabura where we were up to. The Mechaber said, Osir lo Adam lotzeis mebeis haknesses kodem kedusha de sidra. A person is not allowed to leave the shul before the kedusha of Volatzion. And the Ramah said, Va'omrim acher siyam atfila aleinu l'shabeach mu'umud. After davening, we say aleinu standing up. The zar lo omro bekavana. One should be careful to say it with kavana. Ukisha magia el lo yoshia. When one gets to the words el lo yoshia, yafsik ma'at. He should pause a little bit. Kodem sheyomar vanachnu korim. Before he says the next words of vanachnu korim. And here's where we're up to the last line on Yudalud. Va'omrim kadish yosom achar aleinu. And we say kadish yosom after aleinu. Va'afilu ein yosom b'beis ha'knesses. Even if there is no yosom, meaning there is no one in Avelus in the beis ha'knesses, yomar oso mi she'ein lo ova'ein. Then someone that does not have a father or mother can say this kadish yosom. Va'afilu mi she'esh lo ova'ein yochol la'omro im ein oviv v'imo makpidim. And even someone who has a mother and father can say the Kaddish Yosom as long as his father and mother are not makbid. Let's see the Mishabura in Sivkotan Yud, which really starts on the top of page 28. So we said in the Ramah that we say Kaddish Yosom after Aleinu, Sharei la'olam tzrichin lomar Kaddish achar she'omru psukim, because we always have to say a Kaddish after we say psukim, u'ba'aleinu yesh gam kein psukim, and in Aleinu we also have psukim, and memeilu utzrichim kaddish acharav, and therefore we need a kaddish afterwards. Elo shenagu bekaddish zel lanicho liyosom shemeis aviv imo. But the minhag is to give it over to a yosom who lost a father or mother. Mipnei sheyesh yosomim ketanim, because since there are yosomim that are ketanim, or afilu gedolim sheinam yecholim liyos shluchei tzibur, velomar kaddish ubaruchu achar aviv imo. Because since there are some yosomim, whether they are ketanim or they are gedolim, that they're not able to lead the tzibur and to say kaddish and baruchu Le'ilu Nishmas, their father and mother, Shem Hayu Yecholim Lehispalu Lefnei HaAmud, because if they were able to daven before the Amud, Zehu Tov Yoser Me'amiras Kaddish, that's a bigger milah for the Nifter than just saying Kaddish. So therefore, since they're not able to daven for the Amud, either because they're Ketanim, or for whatever reason the Gadol can't do it, so they instituted this special Kaddish after Aleinu to be davka for the Yisomim. Ukfar yadua mimaisa de Rabbi Akiva to elas hagodol shiyesh lameis kishiyesh lo ben haomer kaddish baruch hu. And we already know from the story of Rabbi Akiva the great benefit that there is for a nifter when there's a son that says kaddish for him. The maisa of Rabbi Akiva is that Rabbi Akiva saw a person that looked very distraught, and they had a conversation, and it turned out that this person was really not alive anymore, and he was being punished severely in the Olam HaEmes. And he told Rabbi Akiva that the only way that he can get an ease on his punishment in Gehenim would be to have a son say Kaddish for him, but he was nifter from the world when his wife was pregnant. He didn't even know if he had a son. The kitzur, Rabbi Akiva went, found his son, taught him how to read, taught him to say Kaddish, and in fact we see that immediately when he started saying Kaddish, the din on the father let up. So that's what the Ramah means over, the Mishabura means over here when he says it's already known from the mice of Rabbi Akiva, the great benefit that there is for a mace when there is a son that's saying Kaddish or Baruch Hu for the Nifter, who biyoser b'soch shana rishona, and even more so if it's during that first year. Lakach tiknu v'inichu kaddish zeh, and therefore they established and left over this kaddish, she'ein tzorach shum davar yoser, it doesn't need anything besides this. L'yasomim, they left this kaddish specifically over for the yasomim, hein ketanim hein gedolim. So whether they are ketanim or gedolim, Chazal said that since there are some gedolim that can't daven for the amud, there are ketanim that can't daven for the amud, therefore they reserved one kaddish after aleinu to be kaddish yasom, that we leave it for the yasomim. Ubisof hasimen hetakti the biralocha kol dine kaddish bekitzer ubishem maimar kaddish in yikari. And the biralocha at the end of the simen, here we have it in the beginning of the simen, throughout the simen we have the dinim of kaddish bekitzer, and that's called maimar kaddishin, which in Mirz Hashem we will start in a few moments. But continues the mishabur in sivkaton yir aleph yochol laomro. We said a person who has a father and mother can say kaddish yosom if they're not makbid. So we continue in the mishabur in sivkaton yir aleph on the top of page tes vav. Rotzalomer means to say dafka kashum mishayer shelo yakbidu al zeh. Dafka, if he evaluates and he thinks that they will not be makbid on it, then he can say kaddish yosom. Umistabrit the koza hu l'inyan kadosh yosom. It makes sense that all this is talking specifically about kadosh yosom. Mipnei shekadosh zeh miyuchad liyosomim, because this kadosh is specific to the yosomim, and therefore one has to make sure if he has parents that they're not makbid. Aval lehispalel lefnei ha'omud, but just to daven for the omud. O lifros al shma, or like we learned in Hilchos Tefillah to be pareis al shma. Ein lo lochosh klal shema yakbidu al zeh. He does not have to be concerned at all that his parents might be makbid on these things. He only has to worry about kadosh yosom, because that's specifically for Yosomim, and he has parents. So if his parents are not makbid, then it would be okay. Let's go back and see a couple of notes on page 28. We said in the Mishnah Berurah that after Aleinu, since there are psukim, we say afterwards a kaddish, and the minhag is to leave it for Yosomim shemes over the imo. So in note 22, he brings down the af im lo omer hayosom Aleinu im atzibur. Even if the Yosom who wants to say kaddish did not say Aleinu together with the tzibur, kigon shabalu beis akneses la'acha shekfar gomru Aleinu. For example, he came in as they were finishing Aleinu. So kosvu b'shalosh shuvas cholkas Yaakov b'shalosh shuvas divrei Yisrael sheyochol omer kaddish zeh. He still could say the kaddish. Mikevon shehoyu asara shomru Aleinu yachad. Since there were 10 people that said Aleinu together, v'niskadei shem shemayim, and they were miskadei shem shemayim. V'im omer hayosom be'emse psukei dezimra. And if the Yosom is in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra when the Tzibur finishes Aleinu, so Kosov v'shalosh shuvas marashag sheyochol lahafsek. Here he can interrupt the Pesukei Dezimra v'lomer kaddish avur haTzibur she'amar Aleinu on behalf of the Tzibur that said Aleinu, he's able to say the kaddish. And we said this in the Mishnah Berurah that the reason why the Yosom says it is because there are Yosomim Ketanim and some Gedolim that are not able to daven for the Omer, even though that is a bigger Maila. Says in note 23, v'af Ketanim Ma'ud, even if they're very small children, kosvu ha'maril v'amakarchayim she'omrim kaddish ayidei she'makrim b'fnei ha'milu b'milu. Even they can say kaddish in front of the Tzibur by people reading it to them, word for word, so they could say kaddish along with the reader. And then we said at the end of the Mishnah Berurah, we said, from the Maaser of Akiva, we know the great Tu'elas that there is for a mace, that he has someone to say for him, Kaddish and Baruch Hu, and specifically in the first year. And in note 25, he points out, Ach gam la'achar gemar hashana, even after the first year ends, Kosav Achidah, Achidah writes, Sheyesh Maila Lomer Kaddish, there is a Maila to say Kaddish. Ukumo Shemuchach Mimaisa Zeshor Be'akiva, like it's clear from the Sefer Be'akiva, it wasn't in the first year, it was after that. Shehoyo Kama Shonam Achar Misaso, it was many years after his Misa, and we see that it still helped with his son saying Kaddish. Umitam Zem, for this reason, Kosa Besefer Kolbo Alavelus, the Kolbo writes, Shemisha Shoma Aptiras Ove Imo Achar Gmar Hashana, one who hears that one of his parents passed away, even after the year in which they passed away, Yomar Kaddish Oz, he should begin saying Kaddish at that time. Now we're going to go back to the very beginning of the Siman and start the Bir Halacha in the Kunchus Maimer Kaddishin. We'll start it today and Emet Shem will continue it in the subsequent days. So on page 26 in the Bir Halacha, called the Kunchus Maimer Kaddishin, Bo Yivor Dine Kaddish Bekitzer. Now if you look, it's many pages in the Bir Halacha, but this is an abbreviation of the Halachas of Kaddish, and is gathered from the Levush, the Magen Avraham, the Knesset Yecheskel, the Derech HaChaim, the Magen Giborim, and other Achronim. But before we read that, if we look at note number 7, across from page 26, he explains, "Umimashe herichu Achronim lodun bedine hakadima l'kaddish." From the lengthy discussions that the Achronim have about who goes first, who has Kadima in terms of saying Kaddish, the Chassam Sofer tells us, Shemavur, Shesavru, She'ein, L'shnayim, Lomer, Kaddish, Yachad. We see that two people shouldn't say Kaddish together. Otherwise, they don't need to waste their time discussing who has the rights of Kaddish if everyone says Kaddish together. So this whole discussion is for naught. The fact that they have such lengthy discussions, says the Chassam Sofer, teaches us that they hold that only one person says Kaddish at a time. V'chein kosov b'shalan shilas binyan tzion she'en l'shnayim lomar kaddish yachad. Binyan tzion also says two people should not say Kaddish together. U'kumo she'nogu l'hakvid b'zeh b'chal adoros b'arzos Ashkenaz u'Poland. Like the minhag was for many generations in the land of Ashkenaz and Poland, and so too passes the Chazon Ish. Ulam, however, Hasidur Yaivet Shibich es Minag Asfardim Sh'omrim Kulam Kaddish Yachad. The Yaivet praise the Minag of the Asfardim that they say Kaddish together. The Kosav Shulafiza in Tzarech Laharich B'choma Sheherichu Ha'achronim B'seder Akadim L'Kaddish. And according to that, there's no reason to be so lengthy in the discussions of the Kadim L'Kaddish because they're all saying Kaddish together. The Chayn Kosva Chay Odom La'Pislei Tshuva. And so too writes the Chay Odom and the Pislei Tshuva Shemutu L'Kama B'nei Odom Lomar Kaddish Yachad. That many people can't say Kaddish together. The Afa Chassam Sofer She'osar, and even the Chassam Sofer that we saw above who said it is Osar, he writes in the Tshuva She'bishas Ad Chakei Shlohokel, that in a pressing situation one can be lenient, And even in his yeshiva, they were knowing to have Kaddish Rabbanan said by all the Bachrim who are Avelim together. And then the note brings an interesting thing from Rabbi Kiv Eger. And the Shalas and Shilas of Kiv Eger brings down that in Chodesh Av of the year Tov Kuf Tzadi Aleph, there was a plague of cholera, and there were many Avelim that had to say Kaddish. And Rabbi Kiv Eger says he was misakin that the Avelim should say Kaddish together because there were so many people. So throughout the year, they said Kaddish together. And when the year ended on Rosh Chodesh Av in Tov Kuf Tzadi Beis, when the Choli went away, so Rabbi Kiv Eger says he established that they shouldn't say Kaddish together except for one time a day, which is the Kaddish that's after Shacharis, that the Avelim should say together, but not the other Kaddishim. And the gain of saying it once a day is that at least every day a person would have a chance to say Kaddish. Continues the note in the last line, and then weiter on page 2 in the back. Even in places like we have, that we're knowing to say Kaddish, many people together, this is only if everyone's mamish saying it together, mila b'mila, so everyone should be able to answer amen together. Sam Sofer already pointed this out. And therefore he writes in the Gesher Chaim that it's better to avoid saying Kaddish together because it has to be so exacting. And those who ask are saying Kaddish together, it's for various reasons. We'll read a couple of them. Bion Tzion says, if different people are saying Kaddish together, it's hard to listen, hard to have Kavanah. One person is ahead of the other person. The Sam Sofer says, another reason is, the schus of Kaddish, to lead the Kaddish, is that people should be answering Amen after you. When many people are saying it together, really only one of them was Mazakas the Rabbim. Everyone else is just assisting, and we hope Mesayeh Ein Bo Mamish. And the Chazanish explains, She'ein Lassos Kein Kishem She'ein Shnei Shluchei Tzibur. He says you shouldn't have two people saying Kaddish, just like you shouldn't have two chazonim. And the last thing, which we once had earlier, very interesting, Sam Sofer, very important, Ha'omer Kaddish Hamagia B'din L'Chaveiro, one who pushes his way in to say Kaddish in a time when it's really inappropriate for him to be saying it, it's not his appropriate time. The Sam Sofer writes, B'shem Deshev Yaakov, Shilohoil La'atzmov Lohisul L'Chaveiro, it doesn't benefit him or his nifter, and it does not hurt his friend who's supposed to daven. Sha'akadish Ola L'To'elas Nishmas Mi Sha'amiras Akadish Shayachas Lo. The Kaddish goes up and assists the neshama of the one who is worthy of having that Kaddish recited on his behalf. And therefore, you can fight all you want to get the Kaddish, to get the Amud, but L'maisa, if it's not really your right, then you're just davening L'ilu Nishmas, the other person's relative, and you are causing machlokas for absolutely no reason. Let's now begin the Kuntres Maimer Kaddishin. So the Chavetz Chaim says there are 5 chalukim b'amiras Kaddish. There are 5 different stages of people saying Kaddish. There's a Ben Shiva, one who's in the middle of the 7 days of Avelus, Ben Shloshim in the 30 days of Avelus, Ben Yud Beis Chodesh is in the middle of the 12 months of Avelus, and a mother or father. The Yom HaPsaka, the day that he stops saying Kaddish, the Hainu Sheposeh Bo Milomar Kaddish. The Yortzeit, and there is a Yortzeit. So those are 5 people that say Kaddish during Shiva, during Shloshim, and Yud Beis Chodesh, the Yom HaPsaka, and the Yortzeit. Each one has its own madrega. And the reason for the separations and the different levels that Chazal established was based on the Midas Hadin that's hovering over these people. And the Kaddish is there to protect the Nifter. And therefore the first 7 days of Avelus needs the greatest mercy and zchus. And therefore he takes precedence over everyone. And a person who's in Shloshim takes precedence over one who's in Yud Beis Chodesh. The Yortzeit hu mishnei ta'amin. And the Kaddish on the Yortzeit is for 2 reasons. Ode ba'osa yom isra mazel shel avel. Either because that day is considered a bad mazel for the avel, like the Levush writes, or it's there for the nifter to give an achas ruach to the father and mother and to protect them and to give a kapara for them. So if you look in the back of the sefer on page number 2, note number 8, in terms of the kaddish for the yortzeit being for the relative who's alive, that on that day of the Yahrzeit they bring the mace to a higher madrega, and they investigate the actions of the son who is still alive to see if his parents are worthy of getting raised higher. Because the father and the son are like one guf. And through the good deeds of the son, the father gets raised up and the mother gets raised up in Olam Haba. And so too, it could have a negative effect on their standing in Olam Haba. Continues the Maamar Kaddishin in the very second to last line of page 26. The Yom HaVsoka, and the day where a person stops saying Kaddish, as we'll see shortly, a person says Kaddish for a parent only for 11 months, in order not to assume that the parents are Rishoyim, because the Rasha goes to Gehenna for 12 months. So we show that they're not Rishoyim by making the Yom HaVsoka 1 month earlier. We'll see more details about that later. But says the Chofetz Chaim, the Yom HaVsoka, Nogu HaAveilun Lases Lo Kol HaKaddishim. The minhag is that the Aveilim give the person who's on the Yom HaVsoka all the Kaddishim. Mishum dekevan denogu lahafsik chodesh kodem. Since the minhag is that he stopped saying Kaddish a month earlier, ubishvil shemevater lahem chodesh yomim noslo kadimazu. Since he's stepping back from the next month that he could have been saying Kaddish, he's being mevater. Therefore, we give him the right to say Kaddish on the day that he's stopping. Turning the page, Umehai Taima Eino Kodem Litchos Liyortzai Uven Shloshim. For this reason, he does not take Kadima on the day that he's stopping to say Kaddish over someone who has Yortzai Uven Shloshim. Ki Eino Mistakrim Kuma Yodo. They're not benefiting anything from him stopping Kaddish a month earlier. Debelav Hochi Yeshlan Din Kadima Alav. Because anyway, a Yortzai and a Ben Shloshim has Kadima over someone who has Yud Beis Chodesh. And therefore, by him stopping earlier, they don't benefit, and therefore, they will have kadima. Ein monin shiva v'ashloshim ki'im biyom kvuraso. Then the Bir Halacha tells us that we don't count the days of shiva and shloshim except from the day of kvura, not from the day of misa. We start counting the shiva, as we know the shiva starts at the kvura, and so too does the cheshbon of shloshim. Even if a long time passed between the Misa and the Kfura, we still start it by the Kfura. We don't count it from the day of Misa, and not from the day that he finds out about it. Because the Ikir Dinim Gehenim starts from when the Kfura is finished, when the Stima Sagola has taken place. Macholos Rashi tells us exactly what that is, but it's the end of the Kfura, and that's when the Din of Gehenna starts, and therefore the Shiva and the Shloshim begins then. The Yartzeit Monin Biyom HaMisa. So as opposed to the Shiva and Shloshim, which we just learned, starts from the day of the Kfura, the Yartzeit starts from the day of the Misa. K'moshekosa b'yardeil in Tainios. The Ein Chiluk Bein Shahoya Eitzel Misa O Shahoya Rak Eitzel HaKfura. It does not matter if the one who's in Avelus was by the Misa, or he was only by the Kfura. Kumo Shekosav HaLevush Sham V'Afilu B'Shana Rishona. Either way, the Yortzai goes from the Yom HaMisa. The Yom HaVsoka Nira Malavush Demonim Yom HaKfura. And the Yom HaVsoka, which we said before was the end of the 11 months, it appears from the Levush that you count that from the day of Kfura. However, Ach, Im Yesh Yomim Rabin Be Misa L'Kfura, if there was a long break in days between the Misa and the Kfura, Ein Monin Elam Yom HaMisa. In that case, we'll stop it by the Yom HaMisa, because if you do it by the Yom HaKfura, it's going to go into the 11th month, and it's going to look like you're assuming he's a Rasha by saying Kaddish well into the 11th month, and therefore, in that scenario, we would go after the Yom HaMisa. The Ein Omra Mikzas Hayom Kekulo L'Inyan Shiva Ushloshim. And when it comes to saying Kaddish, we do not say that it ends early through Mikzas Hayom Kekulo. Da Afilu B'Tfilas HaMincha Yeshlo Adayin Schus Shel Shiva Ushloshim. That even during the Mincha at the end of the Shiva and the Shloshim, he still has the Schus of Shiva Ushloshim. Kemo Shekasu HaAchronim, like the Achronim write. Poskim Lomar Kaddish Chodesh Kodem HaYortzai. They stop saying Kaddish a month before the Yortzeit. Like we just mentioned, we stop saying Kaddish after 11 months. V'yom echad kodem yom ha-Yortzeit b'chodesh achrov. And one day before the day of the Yortzeit, which is the next month. The Hainu, meaning to say, im ha-Yortzeit shalo chal b'zayin shvat. If the Yortzeit is on the seventh day of Shvat, tzarech lomar Kaddish rak ad shisha yomim b'teves v'ad b'chlal. You only say Kaddish through the month of Teves till the sixth day. So you stop 1 month and 1 day earlier. V'mashana mu'uberes, if it's a leap year, where it's 13 months, mafsikin shnei chadashim kodim, then we stop 2 months earlier, in order to only say kadosh 11 months, the chadashim gomru lifter hadin me'alav, because it goes by the month that the din stops on him. U'mafsikin gamken yom echad kodim, and we also stop 1 day earlier in the month before. If we look at note number 18, he writes, that which we said, we stop saying kadosh a month before the yahrzeit, what about davening for the amud? U'le'inyan tefila la'achar yirah al-chodesh kosav ha-ramah. The Ramah writes in Yerodeah she'im le'espalel. You should not daven for the amud in that 12th month either. U'b'mata Ephraim kosav she'rashai ha'ovel le'espalel af la'achar yirah al-chodesh. The Mata Ephraim argues and says the ovel could daven for the amud even after the 11th month. And the Shevet HaLevi writes, she'arotzi le'espalel le'prokim with ne'amud la'achar yirah al-chodesh. A person who wants to, after 11 months, daven for the Amud nearest Sherashai Apodas HaRamah, it appears that even the Fila Ramah, really he's allowed to, Elo Sha'asr Laharo Sha'usake Mipnei HaNifter. But it's us for him to show that he's doing it because of the Nifter. It makes it seem again like the Nifter is still undergoing Gehenim into the 12th month. And the last Baralacha that we'll see, the last note that we'll see today, note number 19. So, V'tam She'posek Yom Echad Kodem, why is it that if the Misa was the 7th of the next month, you stop saying Kaddish the 6th of the month before? So the Knesset Yecheskel explains, She'yom Echad B'chodesh Choshev K'chodesh. Since we have a cloud that 1 day in a month is considered like a month, V'im Yomar Oz Kaddish, if you're going to say Kaddish on the 7th of the month, which is 1 day into the next month, Nechshev Ki'ilu Omar Yud Beis Chodesh, will say Yom Echad is K'chodesh, and therefore it's as if you say Kaddish all 12 months. Lachin posek yom echad kodem, therefore he stopped saying kaddish a day before in the month before to make sure not to get even 1 day into the final month, so it shouldn't be looked at like the father or mother is a rasha that you're saying kaddish for them for 12 months. We'll stop here, and in Mitzvah Shem we'll continue next time.